that first reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, he exhorts us something that we should take to heart as well. He says that we shouldn't be shaken out of our minds suddenly or be alarmed by a spirit or oral statement that alleged that the day of the Lord is at hand. There are many people today who are prophets of doom or saying that the world is coming to an end. We don't know when it's going to end. But St. Paul says we need to be ready, that the Lord gives us and he encourages our hearts to stand fast to place all of our hope in the Lord. So not to be too shaken out of our minds. Sometimes we can just be like, you know, listen, the doomsday is almost here. The Lord's in charge. And that's what St. Paul reminds the church of the Thessalonians, who were very, very concerned that the Lord is going to come soon. And so they wanted to be extra ready. But we want to be extra ready anyway. So when the Lord comes, he comes. If he comes tomorrow, if he comes in an hour, it makes no difference. We are always ready. We turn to the gospel. The Lord, this is the Lord's beginning of his woes, his series of woes to the Pharisees. The Lord, very strong in his language against the Pharisees, calls them hypocrites and blind guides. And the reason that he is strong in his language is because he needs to be able to shake them up, because they want to see, but they're blind. And so he's trying to shake them in a way out of their blindness to help them to understand where they are going wrong, and then also, of course, then to cause conversion. So it's not the Lord is just being judgmental and just being mean to them, but really trying to move their hearts, because sin and blindness, it keeps us from really seeing. It keeps us from striving to do better, and we sort of get sort of stuck in ourselves. To focus on just one thing that the Lord says, he says, "Blind guides, who strained out the gnat and swallowed the camel." What does the Lord mean by that? Well, perhaps we look at it from two points of view that are very similar. The one, to strain out the gnat and to swallow the camel, that perhaps in our life we focus on the little things in life and we sort of forget the big ones. So it might be that we're concerned that we're saying a prayer exactly correctly, and every word is just right, but yet we have the mouth of a sailor. And the idea thing that we need to change our language, and not worry so much about whether I'm making the sign of the cross perfectly. You know, so that would be one way of sort of straining the gnat and swallowing the camel, being concerned with the small things and details of life, but then forgetting the bigger ones. Another one could be is like, well, I don't want to say a bad word in front of a priest, but that I'm living with somebody outside of marriage. So that would need to be corrected, and then you can work on this the smaller things. But the Lord reminds us is not only to work on those things of judgment and mercy and fidelity, but also the other things of paying tithes and mint and dill and cumin, to do those things, but to remember the more weightier things. To look at it from a different point of view, although very similar, to strain out the gnat and to swallow the camel would be like to try to push out or strain every bit of pleasure out of you, self-indulge in all kinds of different pleasures. This would be like Charles Dickens' his character in The Christmas Carol, Ebenezer Scrooge, who was miserly because he wanted to have money for himself and wanted to have all kinds of pleasures and didn't really care about anybody else. So to strain out the gnat and to swallow the camel is to just hold on to everything and try to get as much out of it, and to self-indulge. So Jesus, he says, blind guides, he tries to show them that it is in giving and in generosity through things like judgment and mercy and fidelity of showing mercy that they would experience freedom of their heart. I think there's a nice little joke, if I may tell one, of there's three, an Englishman, a German, and an Irishman, who are all together having a nice beer together. And a fly happens to fall into each one of the beers. How convenient, right? So the Englishman is very disgusted. He just sort of pushes the beer away. He won't even take a drink. The German sees the fly in the beer, sort of shrugs his shoulders and drinks it anyway. And the Irishman looks at it and he takes the fly out and he says, "Spit it out, spit it out." that would be straining out the gnat in order to swallow the camel. The saint today that we celebrate, Saint King Louis, who was king during in the 13th century in France, perhaps gives us a model of what Jesus warns us about. Saint Louis wrote a letter to his son, wanting to exhort him to not only care about the material things of his realm, not only to hear the prayers of the church, but and to be faithful to the church, but also to care about the spiritual element of his people. So he really was interested in furthering the Catholic faith in his realm. And so he told his son, he says, you know, whatever you do, don't commit a mortal sin. Don't commit a mortal sin. But rule with justice, with mercy, with fidelity, always concerned with the good of your people and also their spiritual benefit. And then that's what makes a good ruler. So when we follow the Lord's exhortation today, not to experience those woes or to be blind, but to be generous in giving and to really look at what are the weightier things in our life that we should change, but also to keep the smaller things that we need to keep fine-tuned as well.